97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So glad you tuned in today. My guest is Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. Joy, so glad to see you.
It's great to be here on this beautiful sunshiny day.
Beautiful sunshiny day. Thank you, Joy. Joy, your company is Cedar Grove Maintenance. What is Cedar Grove Maintenance?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So Cedar Grove Maintenance is a licensed general contracting company, but we specialize in repairs. Because there's a lot more repairs needed than home builders,
right?
You know, the home building industry goes up and down with the economy, but you always have to fix something around your house.
Yeah.
Nothing is maintenance free.
Hence the term maintenance in your title.
Exactly. We do both residential and commercial repairs. We have specialized in homeowners associations since we started, so we understand the different niches of what can and can't be done in those type of industries.
Got it.
Yeah.
Joy, why did you open this business?
Well, it's a funny story. I was sitting and having lunch with a friend of mine who was working as a homeowners association manager, and her problem was that their company couldn't find good maintenance people. So I smacked her on the arm and said, "Hello, we can do that." And she's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "We can do that." I said, "Set me up a meeting with your boss." I said, "We'll do the maintenance." So I went home and told my husband at that time that we are going to do maintenance and repairs. And he was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, you can do this and you'll retire you out of going to work for somebody, right?"
Yes.
So we did. We met with them. They tried us out and liked us. And we took off from there. So overnight, we became Cedar Grove Maintenance.
Are you saying that Cedar Grove Maintenance did not exist until you slapped that woman on the hand and then went home and told your husband?
That is correct. And it was an overnight process of saying, this is going to be the name. This is what we're going to do. And we started working with this company right away. That was an amazing process to think that we just didn't have fear and worry to hold us back.
Yeah.
We just went for it because what was the worst thing that could happen?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, that's very brave of you. A lot of men or women would say, "Oh, my God," and do a paralysis analysis and not move forward. But you said, "We're going to do it." You did it. And here we are.
And here we are.
What year was that?
That was in August of 2000.
August of 2000. So you've been around for a while. Success.
We sure have.
Oh, my
Lord. We've gone through ups and downs like every other business does, but we continue to move forward.
And your company is called Cedar Grove Maintenance. I assume it's in Cedar Grove?
We started in Cedar Grove in 2000, and we have moved to Hillsboro, so we're closer to the action. So we love being in Cedar, or from moving from Cedar Grove to Hillsboro has been great because Hillsboro has been wonderful to us. We do work in the town, in their parks. We're closer to Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham. So we're closer to the work.
That's quite something. Now, you started your business. How did you get your employees? What did you look for? What kind of qualifications did you need?
You know, when we first started out, I did a lot of subcontracting work until Randy could work for me full time. And that was a challenge, trying to find people that you could trust, right? We wanted people that were licensed, had a driver's license, they didn't have a criminal record, because we had these people who were going to go to people's homes. So we try to look for people who are going to do a good day's work, do an honest day's work, show up, and that they have a passion for construction.
Right.
They have to love what they do. So those are some of the key things that we look for.
Got it. Please give us your contact information.
That would be, our website is www.cgmnc.com. Our phone number is 919-644-1590. That's 919-644-1590. You can even find us on Facebook.
Ooh.
Just type in Cedar Grove Maintenance and you'll find all the good things that we're doing there. We have some videos and some specials that we run and different things that we're adding to add value for our clients of new things that we can offer, including crawl space encapsulations.
Crawl space encapsulations.
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean?
So we can make your basement like a... it'll be drier. So sometimes people have mold smells in their homes and they can't figure out what's coming from. It's usually coming from their crawl space because it might be holding moisture. It is a way to make the area drier. It'll reduce the amount of bugs that you have coming into your home.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How do you stay current on new trends in maintenance and home maintenance?
We've gone to some home shows. to see what's going on. We've been in some home shows and seen what other people might be doing and think, huh, we can do that. Right. So the more services we can offer and be somebody's one-stop shopping, right, because who wants to have to wait for three or four vendors to come to their house to get something done, maybe when they're selling their home or they're trying to just make things better for themselves because maybe they got their tax check and they're ready to, you know, renovate something.
Right.
Those are the things we want them to be able to call us and let us take care of that for you. And that was one of the reasons we became a licensed general contractor, was because we can do that. Because a general handyman, if they're not licensed, can only do up to $30,000 by the North Carolina statute.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Up to $30,000.
Up to $30,000. So $29,999.
But you're a company, so you can go higher than that, of course.
Well, you can be a company and not be a licensed general contractor.
Oh.
So we have to meet certain standards by North Carolina's division of construction to have a license. We're also fully insured. And that's important for people to understand. If you have people come into work in your home and you don't make sure that they have work comp, liability, and auto insurance, and that you might be an additional insured on that policy when they're working, and something happens, guess where that falls?
Ta-da!
On you.
On you.
That's right.
That's amazing.
So we try to educate people, too, to let them know, you know, these are your rights. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. And if it's something that's outside of our specialty, like maybe if somebody wants to rewire their home and we're not a licensed electrician, we do business with people we know, like, and trust. So we can refer those people to them and give them that sense of, oh, okay, this is somebody that Cedar Grove's used. I feel comfortable using them.
Joy, what is the most common call you get? What seems to be the most, for lack of a better word, popular ailment houses have that you find you're dealing with a lot?
Well, you know, it changes. It's so funny, we get fluxes, but rot. I mean, rot is contagious, and people don't think, oh, that little spot of rot on my siding is no big deal. Well, what you don't know what could be going on behind that rot, or that rot will spread.
Oh.
Because something has caused it. So you have to stop the cause, just like in your body, right? If you cut yourself and you're bleeding, you got to stop the bleeding.
Right.
Same thing with rot. Rot's contagious. So if it gets into your wood, it's going to get into your home if you don't take care of it when it's small.
Could termites be the victim?
Termites can be, but it can also just be water. Like maybe your gutters aren't on the house right, or maybe you don't have gutters. Maybe the woodpeckers and squirrels love certain kind of woods, like cedar siding. They love to eat it. So they'll eat holes in it, which then allows moisture to get in and behind the wood.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the carpenter bees get in there, and then the woodpeckers go after the carpenter bees and the squirrels. So it's a chain of events.
It's a chain here.
Yeah.
Joy, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about your being a woman owning a construction business.
You got it.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. I'm speaking today with Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. Joy, tell us, who is your ideal client for Cedar Grove Maintenance?
Well, that's a great question. Of course, everybody would say everybody's my client, but that's not really the case. We really like to be that company for people. Like, a lot of women are the ones that do the calls and scheduling to get the work done, right? Some people don't have a spouse to do the work for them. So those are our ideal client. The ones that want to call somebody that they can know, like, and trust, that they're going to get somebody who answers the phone. And we schedule appointments and show up. We have had several people say, do you know how many people I've called that just didn't come and show up, or call and tell me that they weren't coming?
What?
Yes. So we show up. We make an appointment and we come. And so that's the thing that they like. We give them an estimate. If there's any questions, we answer them. So our ideal client is anybody who wants somebody they can know, like, and trust with their home and with their repairs.
And you mentioned earlier homeowners associations.
Yes. Homeowners associations was our first niche that we started with. And there's a lot of rules that go with homeowners associations of what their homeowners association takes care of and what's the individual homeowner's responsibility. So we're real good about understanding what the rules are of what we should and shouldn't be able to be doing in those areas. Yeah.
Joy, I can imagine a lot of people listening to this interview are probably wondering, Have you had any challenges being a woman-owned construction company?
Well, there's a question for you. Challenges, yes. It's been an interesting adventure to be a woman-owned business in a man's world. I have been sitting in meetings with clients or potential clients who didn't believe I knew what I was talking about and didn't believe I was the owner of the company. They're like, she doesn't own the company.
Oh, my goodness.
I do. I can put a roof on your house if somebody will carry the shingles up for you. So I do know what I'm talking about. I know the parts of the house. I can speak intelligently about construction. So I think it's a bad thing that people don't think that women can be in any kind of industry. Anybody should be able to be accepted for whatever they do and however they do it. We're great at what we do, and we add the woman's touch, which makes us different than everybody else.
Ta-da! Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned if somebody carries the shingles, you could put them on the roof.
Sure.
How do you know how to do this?
You know, my dad taught me. I did a lot of work with my dad when I was a kid, so I am grateful for him for teaching me that because it's really taken me far. And when I was going to get married, we were doing a roof to help pay for our wedding. And so my husband at times showed me how to do it. And when he got there, he's like, oh, you're already over on this side of the roof. I'm like, no, there was something wrong with your side. He was like, what are you talking about? And then scratched his head and said, well, you're right. It's a good thing you had stopped and started on this other side.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
And that's how it got started.
That's how it got started. Yeah, working with my dad.
That's a beautiful story.
It is.
How do you market Cedar Grove Maintenance?
A lot of our marketing has been word of mouth. We started and had not paid for a lot of advertising other than putting shirts on our guys and signs on our trucks. We didn't pay for advertising, but people referred us because we did a good job. We did what we said we were going to do, and we stand behind our work. So it didn't take long for people to get our name and start calling us.
Were you a businesswoman before you started Cedar Grove Maintenance?
I was not.
You're saying that you said, we're going to start this company, and you started this company. How did you learn all the business savvy one needs to run a company?
I do have a business management degree.
That helps.
That helps. But I've also am a quick learner, and in all the businesses that I worked in, I learned things very quickly, and I paid attention. So we made mistakes along the way. We still make mistakes, but mistakes aren't things that are bad. That's how you learn how to do it right and move forward.
Yes,
correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a mistake. Everything happens for a reason.
Of course. This is so inspirational, I can imagine, to many of our listeners because you just did it.
Yeah.
Rather than my favorite term is analysis paralysis, and you never get off of square one. You just did it.
Yeah. Too many people overthink the process.
Exactly.
And they're afraid. Fear and worry are what keep people from doing things.
Right.
And
right.
You have to learn to just go out there and be grateful for the adventure and the experience and saying, I did it, and not have a regret to say, I wish I had.
See, mm-hmm. That's a message for all, for life, my goodness.
For life.
Did you ever hit your thumb with a hammer?
Absolutely.
Just checking.
And I'm not good with a screw gun, I can tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. Once again, please give us your contact information, Joanne.
Sure. Our website is www.cgmnc.com. Our phone number is 919-644-1590. That's 919-644-1590. And you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow us there, everybody. See what's new and exciting.
Do you do your own Facebook page? Well, Facebook is so easy, but do you have a marketing staff?
I have a great staff. I have a great office staff, and I have a great person that does my website stuff and gets that information out there.
This is great. This is very impressive.
If you're going to be in business, you have to delegate.
Thank you.
You can't work in your business and on your business.
Right. There's a book out called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber that says just that. You are the product. Let the other people handle all the areas around the product.
Right.
Very smart.
Hire the people that do it better than you.
Good way to put it, Joy. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance, located in Hillsboro.
Yes, ma'am.
Without mentioning competitors, what makes you different from the other maintenance companies that are out there, Joy?
Well, first, I don't think there's really competition. There's enough rot in this town to go around
rot,
for everybody.
Yes, yes.
But what makes us different is that we have a person who answers the phone live. I call it voicemail hell, if I can say that
yes,
on the radio
can.
Here. We return phone calls. We respond. And we also schedule our appointments. And we show up. There's been a lot of our clientele that have said, you know, well, I live way out here and I've had several people say they'll come and then they don't show up. So a lot of times we just show up and we get the job because we showed up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so common sense. And yet.
Right.
Joy, if a person were to call you and say, Joy, we need XYZ, how long do you have a waiting list before you can actually get to that home or business?
Well, that can change depending on what's going on. But on average, we try to get our appointments for an estimate in about 5 days, mm-hmm. within that week. And then sometimes it takes a little longer to put the estimate together, depending on all the details, because we don't just throw a number at it. We actually sit down and work it out so that it's the best price that we can get to the client.
Got it.
So usually it takes about a week to do that process, depending on how busy the estimator is at the time. So it just all depends. But if it's an emergency call, we respond to those right away. We're on call 24/7.
24/7?
24/7. If somebody
calls
and has
the phone 24/7.
Well, they don't answer the – well, the phone gives a message for the after-hours person,
so they
would have to call the after-hours number.
Okay.
But if somebody has water pouring into their home from, you know, a leak, or if there was a storm and they have something hit their roof, they can call us and we will show up.
That's the way it should be.
Unless it's a nice storm and we can't get out.
Well, now, what happens in inclement weather for you? That's a good point.
Well, I mean, if it's inclement weather, we stay in and keep everybody safe.
Nothing
for anybody is worse. A life.
Safety first.
That's what I train my staff to. Safety first. If you don't feel safe getting up on the ladder, if it's too windy, then you don't. We reschedule.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You're putting care of people ahead of money.
Well,
I love
people
that.
Are more important.
Thank you. Let's take a break, Joy. And when we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous business, Cedar Grove Maintenance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today is Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for sticking with us. My guest today is Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. Joy, I understand you have this one business, but aren't you involved in owning some other businesses you can tell us about?
Well, what do you mean? Everybody doesn't own more than one business?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, actually, they should. If you look at all the successful people, they all have multiple companies. You can't have a one-legged stool, as my co-partner at Grateful Box, Kim Angelique, would say.
Grateful Box? What's that?
Grateful Box is an amazing product that Kim Angelique created or came up with the idea, and I helped her develop. It's a physical reminder for people to practice gratitude. Gratitude is the highest life skill that you can have, and you can apply it in both your personal and your professional business. It's about relationships and appreciation. That's how we are able to grow and sustain, because we nurture.
Grateful Box.
Yeah.
Did you start this company?
Well, we did. So it was another one of those. I didn't smack her, but I kind of did. So long story short, I had sold one of my previous companies. I had another company. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Sold that, was sitting there twiddling my thumbs. And I had known that Kim had saved and she had reserved the name, the domain name, www.gratefulbox.com. And
yes.
She had been trying to find the product, the box. And I said, well, why don't I help you find that? And she's like, okay, because we were really good friends.
Yes.
Best friends, sisters from another mother. We have the same birthday. Yes, I'm older.
Ooh.
And so I found the box, and we just naturally became business partners. We started in 2015 with our box, and we have amazing things that we're doing. Our mission and vision is to get 1 million grateful boxes in people's hands to practice gratitude, 1 million birthday cards out, and 1 million people to download our app.
I'm having trouble envisioning this box. I'm saying a physical box.
Physical box that comes with a notepad and a pen.
All
so
right.
You take it out and you write one note of gratitude every day and you put it in your box.
For example, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, or I'm grateful for my husband.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful for my friends, and I put it in the
you
box.
Put it in the box.
And then never look at it again?
You can. You can go back and look at them. You can save them for your children to look at later on in life to see where you were at that time.
Okay.
But by the practice of writing the gratitude, not just thinking it,
yes.
or saying it,
yes.
makes it more powerful.
And how do you market that business?
We have a website. We do shows. We talk to businesses about relationships and gratitude.
Are there any competitors for Grateful Boxes?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Wish there were. We want more people to be grateful.
To be grateful.
If everybody just did the, you know, you were more grateful and you got other people to be more grateful, and that became a revolution. Can you imagine what the world would be like with more grateful people?
Imagine that. Do you have any other businesses?
Well, I have other things that I do that are businesses, so you can find those too on joyful.solutions.
All right.
If everyone's curious about what I do.
When do you sleep?
Oh, I sleep great.
Okay.
I sleep all the time.
So
I get my sleep in.
On.
Right, but I am all about things that help people.
Okay. That means you're giving and you're getting back tenfold.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Let's go back to your original company where we talked about Cedar Grove Maintenance and give those who just tuned in your contact information, please.
Great. www.cgmnc.com. Our phone number, 919-644-1590.
Thank you. Repeat your phone number.
919-644-1590.
Thank you. In our 20 seconds left, tell us what gets you up in the morning. What floats your boat? Why are you so happy?
My name's Joy. I mean, there's no other reason. I get up every day to help people and make other things in their lives better.
Yeah. Well, bless you for what you do, Joy, and thank you for talking to me and our audience today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. You've been listening to 97.9 WCHL. My delightful guest today has been Joy Harris, who is the owner of Cedar Grove Maintenance. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.